This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is traveling Thursday toward Korea, South Korea and Japan, his first trip to Asia since taking office following his summit with Southeast Asian leaders at the White House last week. In Seoul, Biden is expected to meet with newly inaugurated South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol against the backdrop of North Korea's ballistic missile tests and coronavirus outbreak. In Tokyo, Biden will participate in the Quad Partnership Summit with the leaders of Japan, India, and Australia. It will be the Quad's fourth meeting since the alliance was revived in 2017 to counter China in the Indo-Pacific. The Biden administration's spotlight on the Indo-Pacific is a clear signal that the region remains its priority, and China is its greatest strategic challenge, this even as it responds to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that hundreds more Ukrainian soldiers had surrendered at the besieged Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, bringing the total this week to 1,730. Ukrainian officials have not confirmed the Russian account of the number of Ukrainian fighters who have surrendered at the last holdout in Mariupol. Ukraine has expressed hope that soldiers can be a part of a prisoner swap with Russia, while Russia's main investigative body said it needs to interrogate them and determine if any were involved in crimes against civilians. The International Committee of the Red Cross said in a statement that it's registering fighters who left Azovstal in an operation that began Tuesday and continued through Thursday. In a statement, the Red Cross denied it was transporting prisoners of war to the places where they'd be held, but instead is recording details like names, birthdays, and closest relatives. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in Oklahoma have approved a bill prohibiting all abortions, with a few exceptions. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Abortions would be banned in Oklahoma except to save the life of a pregnant woman, or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. Governor Kevin Stitt had earlier signed a bill that bans abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Two of Oklahoma's four abortion clinics already stopped providing abortions, and an attorney for the two other independent clinics said they will no longer offer services once this new bill is signed. The Oklahoma bill comes following a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court suggesting justices may weaken or overturn Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nearly 50 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
The 18-year-old suspect in the Buffalo, New York grocery store mass shooting last weekend was formally charged with first-degree murder during a brief court appearance Thursday. Peyton Gendron was escorted into the courtroom, flanked by police officers, wearing an orange jumpsuit and a white face mask. He was handcuffed and shackled. He remained silent throughout the one-minute proceeding, attended by some relatives of the victims. Gendron was ordered held in custody without bail for further action from a grand jury. He's next expected in court June the 9th. Gendron's attorney, Brian Parker, had no comment. Gendron is charged with killing 10 people and wounding three others last Saturday at a grocery store in a predominantly black neighborhood. 11 of the victims who were shot were black. The FBI is investigating the attack as a hate crime. President Biden visited the scene on Tuesday. The Somali government has released $9.6 million that it seized from a United Arab Emirates plane in Mogadishu 4 years ago, a step aimed at mending relations that have been stuck at a low point ever since. Government sources said Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble, leading a delegation, flew to Dubai Wednesday to deliver the money in person. Twitter is stepping up its fight against misinformation with a new policy cracking down on posts that spread potentially dangerous false stories. The change is part of a broader effort to promote accurate information during times of conflict or crisis. Under the new rules, which take effect on Thursday, Twitter will no longer automatically recommend or amplify posts that mischaracterize conditions during a conflict or make misleading claims about war crimes or atrocities. And recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden is on his way to South Korea and Japan. It's his first trip to Asia since taking office, and it follows his summit with Southeast Asian leaders at the White House last week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.